Good morning, I'm Robert O'Shaughnessy, and welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are today's top stories. Number one, the House members who want their colleagues out of Congress. Number two, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be speaking at a high-dollar donor retreat for Speaker Mike Johnson. And number three, the Senate is out of town until Tuesday, and there's no FAA reauthorization deal in sight. So, to kick things off, it's 6 months until Election Day, and we're excited to bring some deeper election analysis with our weekly Friday series called The Tally, Election 2024. It's going to be looking at the changing power dynamics in Congress, as well as the majority-making races to watch. So to start off the series, congressional reporters Max Cohen and Mika Solner looked at two races where the incumbents are actually not getting full support from everyone in their party. Those are Representatives William Timmons, he's a Republican from South Carolina, and Representative Sri Tanidar, a Democrat from Michigan. The current and previous chairs of the Congressional Black Caucus are endorsing Tanidar's primary opponent, Adam Hollier, because for reasons that they say, Hollier is more representative of the district. Now, Tanidar is trying to get Hollier kicked off the ballot by challenging hundreds of signatures for Hollier's nominating petition. In turn, of course, Hollier has accused Tanidar of, quote, silencing our votes, unquote. The Michigan Democrat says he's confident that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries will endorse him. Of course, Jeffries has a strong track record of supporting incumbents. Over in South Carolina, Republican William Timmons is going to face off against Adam Morgan, who's a state representative, and he chairs the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Timmons, and both candidates have been trying to outdo each other over who is more, quote-unquote, MAGA. Morgan is endorsed by nine members of the House Freedom Caucus, including Chairman Bob Good, Representative Matt Gaetz, and fellow South Carolinian Representative Ralph Norman. Timmons, for his part, is painting Morgan as an anti-Trumper in disguise and has been touting his support from the former president across social media channels. It's also worth noting that Timmons is being backed by Speaker Mike Johnson. We will continue to keep an eye on these two races, and we'll let you know if there are any updates. And now on to the number two story of the day. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to speak next week at Speaker Mike Johnson's high-dollar donor event right here at the Four Seasons Hotel in Washington. The retreat begins Sunday and runs through midday Monday. The former Secretary of State is expected to appear on a panel Monday at 10:30 a.m. You can get all the details in this morning's newsletter. It's a second card by Jake Sherman. And the number three story of the day, the Senate is out of town until next Tuesday, and there's no FAA reauthorization deal in sight. Multiple senators have indicated that they are not going to consent to fast-tracking the bill if their amendments aren't considered. In addition, the number two Senate Republican suggested a short-term extension of the FAA's authority might be needed, and even that would require a unanimous consent agreement to pass it in time. And senators can also throw up roadblocks to maximize their leverage on potential amendment votes. So, obviously, this isn't ideal. Getting this passed in time is going to take a lot of cooperation, and there are several moving parts here that could derail the whole effort. On Thursday afternoon, leaders in both parties ran the first hotline for a possible time agreement. This allows senators to request votes on specific amendments. The hotline, which Punchbowl News obtained, includes an amendment from Senators Jeff Merkley and John Kennedy that would restrict the TSA's ability to use facial recognition technology. This is a bipartisan issue, and there's a lot of members of Congress that are behind this. The hotline didn't include some of the more contentious amendments, And we're saying that's probably by design. This includes the amendment from Maryland and Virginia senators that would scrap a provision adding flight slots at Washington Reagan National Airport, as well as an amendment from Senator Elizabeth Warren and Josh Hawley that would codify the Biden administration's policy on automatic refunds for canceled or delayed flights. An amendment also from Senators Peter Welch and J.D. Vance that would extend the Affordable Connectivity Program with $7 billion. And, oddly enough, the Kids Online Safety Act, which has nearly 70 co-sponsors, being led by Senators Richard Blumenthal and Marsha Blackburn. One other quick note, the Senate also tried to quickly pass the House's anti-Semitism bill, but there were objections from both parties. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he still wants to try to pass it, but with the FAA deadline looming, it seems unlikely the Senate will try to pass this measure unless there's a unanimous consent agreement. And that's going to wrap it up for us this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can sign up for our free daily morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Have a great weekend and stay safe.